Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I believe your English will improve today. Do you? Now, which members of your family do you live with? And how is your relationship with your relatives? If you have your magazine open, the title of today's lesson is Family Life. And we're going to take a look at a couple of questions today. First, how many kids are in certain families around the world? That is the average number of kids in different countries. And here's another question, who's at home? That is, who do you live with? Do you live just with your mom and dad and brothers and sisters? Or do you perhaps live with your grandparents and some other relatives? All right, it's time for us to get started. Here we go.
Family life. A look into households around the world. Which members of your family do you live with? How is your relationship with your relatives? Let's see how people around the world might answer these questions. How many kids? In 2011, the United Nations researched the average number of children that women have in different countries. The highest numbers were in sub-Saharan Africa, with Uganda at 6.1. In North America, it's around 2.1. But in Europe and East Asia, it is much lower. So kids in Uganda grow up with far more siblings than those in England, for example.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点，我们看 sub-Saharan 这个形容词。sub 这个介系词有次于、以下或者是亚这个意思，所以 sub-Saharan 是指撒哈拉沙漠以南地区的，又叫做下撒哈拉地区的，或者是亚撒哈拉地区的。其他用到 sub 这个字所组成的还有 subtropical。S-U-B-T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L 是指亚热带地区的，或者是 subantarctic S-U-B-A-N-T-A-R-C-T-I-C 是指环绕南极圈地区的。接下来我们看的是 sibling 这个名词， sibling 是指手足或者是兄弟姐妹。例如 Jennifer has three siblings, one older sister and two younger brothers. Jennifer 有三个兄弟姐妹，一个姐姐跟两个弟弟。手足之间的相争或比较叫做 sibling rivalry, R-I-V-A-L-R-Y. 例如 even though Gina and her sister are grown-ups now, there's still a lot of sibling rivalry between them. 虽然 Gina 跟妹妹现在都已经是成人了，他们彼此之间的竞争还是很激烈。
Family life, that's a really big and broad topic.And in our lesson today, we're only covering a couple of aspects. How many kids people have around the world and who's at home. That means who people are living with. But Rebecca, what other things come to your mind when you think of family life?
Well, when I think of family life, I think about different activities that families can do together. Mm-hmm. Maybe you play board games like my family. Mm-hmm. We love to play the game of checkers.Or maybe you sing music together. When we were younger, my family used to try to do that. Or have story time or Bible time. That was very important in our family.
Okay, so that was your family life. Thank you for sharing that with us. And friends, everyone has a different lifestyle with their family, right? Some people, some families like to eat dinner around a table and talk with each other.Other families would prefer to take their dinner in front of the TV and eat dinner that way. There are many different ways that people live with their families, right? Well, we are looking at a couple of different aspects today. How many kids, and of course, who's at home. And we see here right at the beginning, a look into households around the world. And when we see this phrase, a look into something, that means we're trying to get an understanding of something.
That's right. And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, you could say, Let's take a look into the way that people cook in Africa. I know that they cook differently than they do here in Taiwan.
Well, it's fun getting a look into different cultures around the world, trying to understand them better. You could also use this phrase like this. The police are looking into a situation, trying to figure out how to solve it. So they're getting a look into that situation.
Exactly, and that's a great example, Gabe.
Thanks.
Well, right here in our lesson, we see a couple important questions. Which members of your family do you live with? How is your relationship with your relatives? And of course, we're going to try to see how other people around the world will answer these questions.
That's right, and we see what happened in 2011. The United Nations researched the average number of children that women have in different countries. Now, before we move on, Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
Let me think. Yes!
It's twin time! That's right. Let's take a closer look at the word average with Christina and Serena.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina, and I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word average. The word average is a noun, and it's the number you get when you add two or more amounts together, then dividing that total by the number of amounts. For a better understanding, let's take a look at today's example. In 2011, the United Nations researched the average number of children that women have in different countries. There was a research done to see how many children women have in different countries. The article says the average number of children women in North America have is 2.1. In Uganda, the average number of children women have is 6.1. In Uganda, women have a lot more children than women in North America. All right, here's one more sentence for you. On average, Katie drinks 6 cups of coffee a day. Almost every day, Katie drinks about 6 cups of coffee. Let's look at a different meaning for average. Average, as an adjective, means typical or nothing special. Here's an example sentence. The food was just average. This means the food was okay. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't excellent. Serena, why don't we try the Italian restaurant near our house? I don't know. I heard the food was just average. Oh, I see. Well, we can still give it a try. Well, that's all for now. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. So remember, in 2011, the United Nations did some research. What were they researching? Well, they were researching the average number of children that women have in different countries. And Gabe, what did they discover?
Okay, well, we only see a couple of countries or a couple areas of the world mentioned here. The first is in sub-Saharan Africa, okay? That is below the Sahara Desert. Sub-Saharan Africa. The highest numbers were in sub-Saharan Africa with Uganda at 6.1. That is 6.1 kids on average. That's a lot of kids. I mean, I'm sure some families had, you know, maybe only one or two kids, but that means maybe some families had 10 or more kids.
That's right. That's a lot of children. Well, then we see in North America, it's around 2.1. Now, before we continue, Gabe, I always think it's so interesting when you take the average of a number and you have a point at the end, 0.1.
Yeah.
So we have 6.1 children. That means it's not 6 full children, but a 0.1 child as well?
No, Rebecca. Of course, as the ladies just mentioned in the closer look, this is an average, of course, the average number of kids. You know, but it is true in North America. I remember it used to be around 2.5 kids was the average. So I guess it has gone down over the last couple of years. The birth rate has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And we read here also about Europe and East Asia, which does make me think of China, because, of course, there is the one-child policy, which makes sense. So we read here that it is much lower. There are far fewer kids being born in China.
Gabe, I really like those words you just mentioned. Far fewer. Actually, we see a similar word here in our lesson. So kids in Uganda grow up with far more siblings than those in England, for example. And we want to take some time and talk about these different phrases. If you have far more siblings, that just means you have a lot more siblings than someone else.
That's right. And of course, the opposite is far fewer. Well, speaking of siblings, yes, here is a picture of myself and my wonderful siblings. And these two babies are my nephews. So I have my brother Luke, my sister Grace, my sister Frances and Patricia, and my nephews Theo and Adrian. These are my siblings. Rebecca, how many siblings do you have?
Let's see. I have 5 siblings. I have an older sister, 2 younger brothers, mm-hmm. and 2 younger sisters. And they just live all over the world.
Wow, so yeah. I believe you have 1 more sibling than I do.
I do. Well, let's see. You have 4 siblings?
Yeah.
And I have 5 siblings.
That's right. So you don't have far more siblings than I do. You only have 1 more sibling than I do. But friends, this is a good phrase to use. Far more or far fewer something. If the word is countable, you would use the word fewer. However, if the word is not countable, like cash, you might use the word less. I have far less cash than Rebecca does.
Exactly. Well, friends, we have far more for you right after this. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are discussing family life. What do you do with your family? How many kids do people have in their families around the world? And our next section, of course, is Who's at Home? Let's get started with our second reading now.
Family life. Who's at home? Most children around the world live with both their parents. But for various reasons, some live with one parent or neither parent. This is increasingly common in regions including the Americas, Europe, and Sub-Saharan Africa. In North America and Europe, most households include only a nuclear family. However, in the Middle East, Central and South America, and parts of Africa, more relatives live together. Many kids there grew up surrounded by siblings, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins.
OK, 其实我们看 include 这个动词 include 是指包含或包括。例如 the breakfast was included in the room charge, 早餐已经包括在旅馆房间的费用中。或者是 the course is open to all students, including freshmen. 这堂课是对所有学生都开放的包括一年级的新生。或者是 the coach really wants to include this talented player on his team.这位教练真的很想将这位有才华的选手纳入他的队伍中。最后我们看 nuclear family 这个名词 ,nuclear 原本是指原子核的但是 nuclear 在这里是指核心的所以 nuclear family 就是指核心家庭也就是仅仅由父母及儿女组成的小家庭。例如 Martin was brought up in a nuclear family, Martin 生长于一个小家庭若是三代同堂的大家庭就叫做 extended family, E-X-T-E-N-D-E-D. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's talk about who's at home. If we jump down a couple of sentences, we read, in North America and Europe, most households include only a nuclear family. And what's a nuclear family? Well, that just includes your mom, dad, and of course the children.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this nice picture of Rebecca. Is that your family?
Gabe, that's part of my family. If you see, my sister is right in the front,
uh-huh.
And then next to my sister, that's my younger sister, but next to my younger sister is my mom, and of course there's me. Right behind me is my brother, my younger brother, and of course there's my dad.
But Rebecca, earlier you said that you had a lot of siblings.
Of course I have a lot of siblings, but Gabe, that's just part of my family.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of family,
mm-hmm.
So that was your nuclear family. I saw some other people in the background of that picture.
Yeah?
Is that your extended family? Is that some of your cousins maybe right there?
Oh, Gabe, that's so funny. No, that's not my extended family. Remember, your extended family involves or includes cousins,
yeah.
Aunts, uncles. And no, those were not my cousins,
okay.
Aunts, or uncles.
Those were just other people. Well, friends, when we're talking about our nuclear family, you could also say it's our immediate family. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, here we also learn the phrase extended family, and that refers to your relatives, like we read about in Middle East, Central and South America, parts of Africa. More relatives live together. And speaking of relatives, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this word in the Info Cloud.
So what are we waiting for?
Hello, friends. When you see the word relative, what other word do you see in there? That's right. You should also see the word relate.
So, a relative is someone who is related to you. This relationship is established either by blood or through marriage.
Now, you might ask, is there a way to differentiate the two? Well, all your relatives who are related to you by blood might be described as blood relatives, or the less common, blood kin.
And those relatives who are related to you through marriage can be denoted by the term in-law. Your father-in-law, for example, is the father of your spouse. Your sister-in-law is the sister of your spouse. In-laws are not related to you by blood.
Okay, what if you want to describe people who are not only relatives, but ones who are close to you? You can use the term loved ones. A dying person often wishes to see his loved ones or people close to his heart.
Another term that's commonly used is friends and family, which refers to the people closest to a person. For example, I might say, only friends and family were invited to the millionaire's private party.
Relative 是亲戚，亲戚有分血缘关系跟联姻所建立的，两者有不同的名称。血缘关系的亲戚只要在前面加一个 blood relative, 或者也可以讲 blood kin。借由婚姻所建立的亲戚关系，我们可以用 in-law 来表示，像岳父岳母就是 father-in-law 跟 mother-in-law， 你的小舅子是你的 brother-in-law， 你太太的表妹是你的 cousin-in-law， 这些人是你的亲戚，但跟你没有血缘关系。若是要表示亲朋好友，我们可以用 friends and family， 注意 family 是集合名词，不用加 s。另一个说法是 loved ones, 就是你亲爱的人。那这个字呢可以包含亲戚或好朋友。一个病危的人一定会希望他的 loved ones 在他的身旁。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys, well let's find out what's happening with the SE Challenge. Let's go!
This is a man hard at work.And soon he is going to be joining us for the SC Challenge. And I believe we have one other person. Stephanie, please step over this way. Good, good, good. Are you two up for the SC Challenge today?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right, good. Well, we have Jeffrey and Stephanie. Let's see. how well you know today's words. Okay, here are the words you can choose from. Research, including siblings and nuclear family. Kaboom. Okay, here are the sentences. Fill in the blank. When you know the correct answer, raise your hand. The first one is, Sarah, you don't raise your hand yet. I didn't read the sentence. Here we go. Sarah lives at home with her five blank mom, dad, and of course, her cat. And yes, I did see that hand. Stephanie, what is the correct answer?
With her siblings.
Let's see if that works. Sarah lives at home with her five siblings. Don't cheat. Mom, dad, and of course her cat. Yes! Good job, Stephanie. All right. Here is sentence number two. Everyone in the Smith family, blank the dog, piled into the car to drive down south for the winter vacation. Yes, I saw your hand, Jeffrey. What is the answer?
Including.
Okay, let's see if that works. Everyone in the Smith family, including the dog, piled into the car. Yes, great job, Jeffrey. All right, 1-2-1. Let's see who wins this SC challenge. And I know you have the correct answer, too. Here we go. Sally, who is interested in space, decided to blank the differences between the planets. Jeffrey, you don't want to raise your hand? Oh, well, you know, Stephanie raised her hand first. Here, what is the correct answer?
Research.
Okay, let's see. Sally, who is interested in space, decided to research the differences between the planets. Yes, you are correct. Stephanie wins today's SC Challenge. Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Have you ever wondered how families around the world are different? That's what we're discussing in today's Around the World article. The first question is, who do you live with? And the second one is, how is your relationship with your relatives? We looked at what the United Nations researched in 2011 and found out about the average number of children women around the world have. Sub-Saharan Africa had the most, with Uganda's average at 6.1 children. North America came in at 2.1, and Europe and East Asia have much lower numbers. Those who grow up with more siblings than others are kids in Uganda. And then, who lives at home? We saw that most children everywhere live with both parents. But in regions including Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, and the Americas, some children are living with one or neither parent. Households made up of only a nuclear family are usually found in North America and Europe, while those with relatives living together can be found in the Middle East, Central and South America, and in areas of Africa.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so today we talked about how many kids, who's at home. When are we going to learn about what happens when children grow up?
Gabe, we will talk about that tomorrow. So friends, you better join us tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.